Snatch.
The last thing we need is
the movie.
I know. It's
not quite as mumbly as
a very underrated movie at that.
It is very underrated.
I like Snatch. It's a good movie.
No.
Never had a problem with it.
In the movie. Well, if you guys haven't, some of you guys might recognize the other voice here. Obviously, you know, myself and Keith.
They don't recognize me at all.
But the one voice they should recognize you. You've been on a couple episodes.
I've been on one.
I thought you were on two.
I've been on one.
Well, that one voice is Eric Dyson.
Hello,
and
folks.
He's coming. He's actually replacing, maybe for the long term, Donovan Kasper.
Oh, my goodness. Hold on.
Donovan, actually, I'm serious. Donovan is out in Arizona for work or something, his real job. So hopefully he'll be out there for a few weeks so we can get better talent in here and go from there. But
wow.
I'm kidding.
He might be working on the stand. He could be doing that. It could be happening.
He is a pretty boy at that.
So if you're listening, work on that tan, brother.
Well, anyway, we're doing something a little different this week. Usually we have like an outline of stuff we want to talk about, but this is more of a random episode where I did put together some questions and some scenarios, some stuff that I saw on the Enthusiast website and some just other stuff that's going on in sports that might be a little under the radar for a lot of people.
I'm really excited to talk about bocce ball.
Bocce ball is not one of the things that we're going to be talking about.
We're talking about bocce ball?
I don't think we're talking about bocce ball. I wasn't planning on talking about bocce ball.
I was going to say, I don't have on Sperry's, so I don't think we can play any sort of bocce ball without Sperry's.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe that's something y'all can do, but I'm staying out of that one.
Good.
But I guess we'll start with the second round of the NBA playoffs, which is coming to an end for some teams. Well, it did come to an end for Cleveland and Golden State. But now we have two other series that are real compelling.
Two game sixes tonight.
Could very easily become.
Was that your Steven Adams impression?
No, that was just tonight. Right.
Have you heard that dude talk?
No.
Dude, his post game interviews are fantastic.
I'm sure they are. He's like
from like the Australia, New Zealand area.
Yeah.
And so like he was talking about somebody hit a big shot. I think it was at the end of the previous series, and he was like, "Oh yeah, he's got one swinging down near his knees." He said something like that, and it was fantastic.
That's awesome.
I heard that no one in his family is under 6'5", and he has like 3 or 4 sisters. He's from like a really big family. Uh-huh. And nobody, mom, dad, siblings, anyone is under 6'5". So that is really weird.
Does he have any like brothers that might play in the league?
They played. I think everybody in his family played rugby, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. See, it's definitely like a New Zealand sort of thing that he has going on with his family. Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, speaking of that series, and we'll just compare the two. We'll start with you, Mr. Special Guest Eric Dyson. You have big shoes to fill, and I keep that in mind.
I do.
But
I think he wears 13 or 14 or something.
Yeah,
I do wear size 13s.
Bam!
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
All right. Of the two series remaining,
mm-hmm.
which one do you like to go to a game 7? Is that?
Do I want to go to a game 7?
Or just which one do you think will go? Is more likely to go to a game 7?
I think Miami Toronto is more likely to go to a game 7.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And I just think that. That series has been plagued with both the bigs going down, which I think you've seen a complete change in play on how both teams are approaching, you know, their game styles. Mm-hmm. You know, I think Lowry was getting dogged really bad, and DeRozan just had a terrible night a couple nights ago. And, I don't know that Toronto doesn't have this series wrapped up if those two actually were playing at their top level so far. I mean, I'm going to tip my hat to Dwayne Wade. He's the only reason why Miami has had a chance so far in their leagues. But, Toronto on paper really should be, you know, winning this series. I don't know that they're going to. I don't think that they win tonight. I definitely see Miami taking this to a game 7.
Because it's in Miami?
It's in Miami, and I don't think a guy of Wade's talent level, he's going to get all the calls tonight in Miami in an elimination game. Mm-hmm. That's 100% certain. And I think you might actually see Goran Dragic finally show up to this series and actually have a good game.
Or Joe Johnson.
Yeah, any of them. The last time I was on, we were talking about what team, you know, could possibly give Cleveland,
yeah,
you know, a run.
Now.
And, you know, we were talking about Miami's talent, and one of the things I said was, you know, a healthy, motivated Joe Johnson, if that team's clicking, he could put them over the top.
Yeah.
And we haven't seen too much out of him yet either. So, I mean, I think Miami shows up tonight and they force a game seven. But I'll also go on the record to say I think the other series goes game seven too. I don't think
– So your answer is both.
Well, you asked me which one's more likely. If okay. I had to put $20 okay. on one, I'm going to say Toronto
what you think in the end?
Is going to go to game seven. Right, okay. But, yeah, in the end, I think both of these series go to game seven. And it's just that is, again, strictly my opinion. San Antonio is too disciplined, too good of a team. A, have they lost back-to-back all year? I don't think that they have. I can't recall a time that they lost back-to-back games this year. I don't think they're going to lose back-to-back. They just did. Well, I meant during the regular season, okay. So I'm sorry about that. Immediate correction. That's why we listen to this podcast. But no, I don't
we do it to each other all the time.
I don't think San Antonio goes away quietly. They force a game seven. Okay. And I think both series go game seven.
Keith?
More likely, definitely Miami. D-Wade always plays better at home. He always plays great in elimination games. But to me, the biggest thing is that I don't trust Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan at all.
That's a problem.
Like, they've been putrid all playoffs. Mm-hmm. Like, just god-awful. They both had a good game last time, but DeMar DeRozan was like 9 of 26 or 27. That's not a good game.
He's a horrible shooter.
He makes layups.
Yeah.
That's why these last two games they've had a better game, because they can actually get to the cup because Whiteside's not down there.
100% true.
If you make them shoot jumpers, now Lowry can shoot a lot better than DeRozan, but he's a streak shooter at best. Like, if you play basketball video games at all, like 2K or something like that, they're the type of players where if you can get them four layups in the first quarter, then the bucket expands. But if they start out shooting jumpers, they're going to keep missing the jumpers. Like, they have to get hot. Their volume scores, Allen Iverson scores. I apologize to Allen Iverson for putting either one of them in this category. But I'm saying that type of score.
You're related to
that
type of player, right?
As far as the other series is, I don't think San Antonio's going to make it back to the Riverwalk. Well, I'll take that back. They're going back to the Riverwalk.
By themselves.
I don't think Oklahoma City's going back to the Riverwalk.
I agree with that, actually.
You want to talk about calls.
The refereeing over the course of the playoffs has been terrible top to bottom.
And in this series especially, and I truly believe that if Russell Westbrook and KD play aggressive and go to the cup, they're both going to shoot 15 free throws.
Yeah.
And
especially there, right?
It's... Kobe looked old all season, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Tim Duncan looks...
He aged in 1 week.
Ridiculous. Well, it's sad. Like,
there's
I don't
a reason
even
why he didn't play a lot during the season.
I don't want to see Tim Duncan play like this is sad to me.
It is sad.
Like, when did Tim Duncan come out? 97?
97.
This is 20 years, right? This is his 20th season.
I was in like 10th grade. I'm 33 years old. Tim Duncan has always been awesome.
Yeah.
It hurt me to watch Kobe look like this. Now, Kobe went out with the 60s, so that's just what's in my head forever for life, because Kobe's my man.
And you love that.
So, I don't want to see Timmy go out with the 6 points on 1 of 7 shooting with 4 boards. With Serge Ibaka shooting threes over him. That's not how your legends are supposed to leave. And I just feel like that's what's going to happen.
Right.
Honestly, it's almost like they figured out how to stop Aldridge, because he had a really good first three games. He hasn't done shit for the last two.
True.
Right.
Kawhi Leonard, he could either be really good or really bad in this series. They need both of those guys to score about 30
Kawhi
points.
Kawhi played well last game, I thought. I just think down the stretch.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no telling.
Right,
it could be the guy from game two. It could be the guy from game four, or it could be the guy who scored 30 in game three.
Right, right. You don't know.
So, it's just one of those things where, like, it's sad to see. Their dynasty's not over because they have Kawhi, and they have Aldridge,
LaMarcus,
and they have Danny Green. But they're going to have to cut bait with the other guys, and that's kind of sad to see. Like, Ginobili is pretty much just a flop machine now.
Yeah.
He's good for 2 threes a game, couple charges, and arguing with the ref. Tony Parker, he'll either give you 20 or he'll give you
he's
four.
He's eating up the series. Like, poor guy. He played horrible last game.
What do you want from him? What do you want from him? He's got nothing.
Those three just need to ride off in the sunset. Really.
For real, they should all retire together because this is disgusting.
Yeah, and I mean, their legacy speaks for itself.
I mean, it,